fun show today. Talking Pilates, Pure Barre, Hot Works. You don't ever know what a sports talk radio show, what direction we'll go. Coming off a big weekend in Oxford, Mississippi for the Grove Bowl. Now, Mississippi State, Starkville, Mississippi, Super Bulldog Weekend. Dak Prescott and the crew could be celebrating near you in town. So they will host the Auburn Tigers for a home series and have Super Bulldog Weekend in Stark, Vegas. And the show this morning on Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone, is brought to you by a delicious Patron Paloma or Patron Margarita at Aplos in Jackson or in Ridgeland. Aplos, simple Mediterranean. Obviously, Patron, the official tequila of the Out of Bounds show, 100% blue agave, super premium. We love Patron, Reposado, Añejo, and Extra Añejo. One rock with a slice of orange later this afternoon. That is the gold standard. We want to welcome in. So we haven't had our next guest on yet, but we found out about him when I was at Patrick Kelly's shop last week, Finch and Kelly, which is a beautiful custom clothing store right there on the square in Oxford. And I'm sitting there with Patrick Kelly and Dole Bryan, and we're doing a show the next day from there. And somehow one of us looked up. They already knew it was there. There's this really, really cool piece of art with Snoop Dogg in an Ole Miss sweatshirt or whatever. I'm like, what? What's going on here? Then we start talking. And I thought, well, let's get the artist on. And his name is David Grizzle, artist and probably entertainer. And he joins the Out of Bounds show. David, good morning. Welcome into the show.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going well.
Can you hear me?
My man. So where are you right now?
I am in Petaluma, California, about 35 minutes north of San Francisco.
Okay. All right. So
we just...
Go ahead.
Oh, I was in Dallas over the weekend. I had an art show in North Dallas and got in last night and then just now getting up, getting my coffee. But you have sold me on the Patron Paloma. I'm going to have some of those this afternoon now.
See, that's the power. That's the power of brand ambassador sponsorships. I love it. David Grizzle, artist on the Out of Bounds show. Now, do you live in Austin, Texas, or do you live out in California? What's going on there?
I grew up in Houston, high school in Dallas, and then I did 10 years in L.A., and then I opened my gallery in Austin, Texas in 2017, and then I just moved during COVID up here.
Okay. Okay. So how did you – tell our listeners – like – describe yourself. What kind of artist are you? Because I'm looking through your I started looking through your Instagram last weekend. You do some really good stuff, but I'm definitely not an artist aficionado. I can interview coaches and players and so on. Tell me about your background and what kind of artist you are, David.
Well, so I do what you call photorealism. I can take a image and mimic it and make it look exactly like the photograph reference. Also do a lot of abstract paintings, and that's just really getting in there, just throwing paint around on canvas. But my background was in music. I did 200 shows a year for 12 years as a musician, and then I got burned out, and that lifestyle fell back on my visual art. I started out in painting skate decks in Southern California in L.A. when I was living in Ventura, and then I did one painting for my buddy Jensen. He's an actor, and he bought that first one. And then he introduced me to Rodney Mullen, the Bones Brigade guys. And then they ended up buying three or four of them. And then it just kind of snowballed. And I always felt like I was going upriver with the music. And then once I started selling paintings, you know, it felt like I was going opposite direction. And, you know, light bulbs were going off. And so I made the transition out of music into my visual art.
That is too cool. All right, so you can follow David on Instagram, David Grizzle Art, And then also DavidGrizzleArt.com. He joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. And he's got a, what would I call what's in Patrick's store? Is it a painting or a print? How would you frame it up,
that is,
technically?
That's a painting. It's a 4-foot by 3-foot painting of Snoop Dogg. And he's got the kind of the trademark logo of what I was doing with that style, where it's a black background. It's got his face on there, photorealistic, and then the Ole Miss logo on his shirt.
I love it. It looks so cool. Okay,
man,
so
it worked out. I saw the photos from that Doyle sent me, and it, there's the like the mannequin underneath him wearing some blue undies, and then it matched up pretty good. It's pretty funny.
David Grizzle on the Out of Bounds Show. Who is your? Are you a Texas Tech fan or UT? What are we doing here?
So my family, we're 6th generation Texan. All my family. It's from West Texas, Brownsville, Leveland, Lubbock. My mom's the youngest of 13 kids. She was born in 1950. My grandma was born in 1902. So she had my mom when she was 48. And so I grew up in Houston, though, down near Galveston Island. And we never took family vacations. We always drove back to Lubbock to visit her family. And so I became a Texas Tech fan through that, just seeing the old Dirk West. That was some of my first artist inspiration, was seeing the Dirk West art everywhere out there. And you know, he did like the looked like Colonel Sanders with the big red mustache and the cowboy hat and the guns and whatnot. And so I remember early on watching Tech games with my family, and then as I got older, I really got into the Houston Oilers and the run and shoot, and then that's what Texas Tech was doing, just airing it out. And I love that offense. I played quarterback in high school. Actually ended up being all district at Coppell, Texas at wide receiver after I moved from quarterback. But fast forward to when Cliff Kingsbury got to Texas Tech, I was touring doing music a ton. And I actually met Cliff in early 2000s in Lubbock. And we ended up being best friends and then we're good buddies. And that led into the more of the Texas Tech stuff.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. Zbiotics is backed with 100% money back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers. Okay, this is too cool. We're visiting with David Grizzle. He grew up in Houston. He's a Texan. He now lives in Northern California. Super cool artist. Follow him on Instagram at David Grizzle Art. Also online, DavidGrizzleArt.com. I saw one of his paintings in Finch and Kelly in Oxford. Too cool. Snoop Dogg, Ole Miss logo, really neat. You can see some of the other things that he's doing, and he's going to have to do one for us. We're going to have to commission him for the Out of Bounds Show, and then we'll have
to figure out
exactly. Man, that would be cool. I'll have to send you some pictures of our studio. We built a showcase studio with a bar and everything else, and it's really neat. We've got some cool stuff in there. Now, I got to go to Mike Leach. So, PK and Dole are Ole Miss guys, and that's wonderful. I grew up with them. I'm a Mississippi State guy, but we all blend together here in the state of Mississippi. But Mike Leach became the I became obsessed with Mike Leach, David, when he was at Texas Tech, okay? And y'all were doing all these cool things, and like you just said, y'all were throwing it around the field, and I still remember the night that you beat Mack Brown in Texas and Crabtree did the – I mean, it and like you said, Kingsbury, B.J. Simmons, Wes Welker, I was in Oxford in 2003 when Mike Leach and Wes Welker and that crew actually beat Eli Manning and Ole Miss like 56-50, an unbelievable game. And Leach had a great run. And then he comes to Starkville, and I get to hang out with him and go to dinner with him and have drinks with him. And y'all had to go when he got it going there. That had to be unbelievable that time from like 01 to 08 when y'all were rolling and he was running the air raid and y'all were winning big. What was that like, David?
Well, I mean, that's what I was talking about with the air raid, the run and shoot. It feels like, you know, I was a huge Ward Moon fan. So then to get in and see Cliff do that, BJ do it, and, you know, attempting 50 passes a game, 60 passes a game, and putting up 400 to 600 yards passing, I'm like, that's right up my alley. And it's so fun to watch. And you're right, some of those games, I mean, winning 56-50, you know, high scoring, it reminds me of like the McGuire steroid stuff. You know, you're getting a ton of homers and you're getting a ton of touchdowns, and people love to see that stuff. The Crabtree catch was amazing. So I've painted that painting probably 15 times for different collectors of mine. But one of the games that sticks out for me was we were hired to play a show at, I think it was Cliff's fraternity. That night they beat A&M in Lubbock, and I believe that was the night I met Cliff. Cliff won it. They stormed the field, then they tore down the goalpost and drug it like the mile and a half back to the fraternity party that we were playing at. And we were kind of clueless of what was happening. Everybody's, because there's no one there, everybody's watching the game, so we're setting up, you know. I had an afro at the time. It was huge. You know, and I wear bell bottoms and snakeskin boots. I'm sitting there setting up, and the next thing you know, about 5,000 people run in, and they're like, "Start playing!" We're like, "What just happened?" And I think that was when I met Cliff. But yeah, man, those games are incredible to watch, and still stick with me.
So did you have a chance to meet Leach at some point, David?
You know, I never did, but I did a pirate Leach painting of him, based off of an old British sailor that was fixing the idea in my head was how I saw it was he was in a red coat and he turned over to become a pirate, and so I called it the pirate Leach.
I've seen that.
He's dressed in the garb at the time. I had a buddy send it to him, and he sent me the response, and he was dying laughing. He said he loved it.
This is great. David Grizzle, artist on the Out of Bounds show from Texas, lives in California. He's got a super cool painting of Snoop Dogg with an Ole Miss shirt on in Finch and Kelly in Oxford. You can go to his website, davidgrizzleart.com, and also Instagram, davidgrizzleart. He joins us on ESPN 105.9 The Zone, Texas Tech Red Raider. Bobby Knight, Mike Leach. I mean, they had a hell of a run there. And a little bit of baseball, too, with Tadlock. But and he joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. So did Kingsbury – you know, Leach is so quirky, Dave. I loved being around him. He was the most – I've covered so many coaches. So many of them are kind of cut from the same cloth. And Mike – the one thing that I realized early on, David – and the only way to get to Mike was he didn't really want to talk football. He wanted to talk about traveling and what you were doing. And let me give you an example of this, David. First time I'm having drinks with Mike, he sees this Mississippi Blues Trail print in our studio. And he says, "What? I don't tell me about it," because he was a curious, curious bird, which is what made him so talented and, you know, good and so on. And he started talking to me about the Mississippi Blues Trail, and I said, "Well, Mike, you know, we've got B.B. King and Howlin' Wolf and Robert Johnson and all these amazing musicians that have come from here." And so the state and tourism created this Mississippi Blues Trail with markers throughout the state to recognize this amazing talent. He went, "Are you kidding me?" I went, "No." He went, "We're going to have to go." I mean, he said, "We got to go to the Mississippi Delta. I got to see." Yeah, and so that's the way to Mike was through things like that. He wasn't going to break down third and six. and which really made it better when you were dining with him or having drinks with him or whatever. Did Kingsbury right. share some funny stories on Leach
well,
coaching I'll and relate how peculiar one. He was?
Yeah, he did. I was just at the Texas Tech Hall of Fame induction. I had an art show that weekend, and then a painting I did of Cliff. I reached out to Cliff's family and our buddies to get adjectives describing Cliff. And so then I painted Cliff throwing the ball and then wrote all on the painting and did it up where it looked like a whiteboard, like he was designing plays. And that painting, it was one of the first things you saw when you walked into the Hall of Fame induction. And so I was lucky enough, the athletic director reached out to me and asked if, once he saw the painting, he asked if it could be a part of the show. And I was like, absolutely, it'd be an honor. And so I went to the event, and one of the stories, Mike Leach was inducted that night as well as with Cliff. And one of the stories I remember they were talking about is that he was at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii and with his family, and he's out there out on the end of the dock, and he's looking around, and his hat, it flew off into the water because it was windy. And so he's just kind of sitting there looking around. And there was another guy there, I guess he was telling the story, but there's another guy there that saw all this go down. And he was like, I think that's Mike Leach. And he goes, well, it is. And he watched Mike walk over and grab like a 15-foot gaff or a pole off the wall or off the side of the dock. And I said, don't touch, don't use this. He grabs it, not even asking permission. A woman comes shooting over there, sir, you can't do that, you can't do that. He picks it up and then fishes his hat out of the water. And then puts it right back on. And that woman just like, well, you know, what do we do here? And then he kind of cruised off. And then the guy was like, Mr. Leach, can I get a photo with you? That was amazing. And, you know, they sat there, such a nice guy, had photos and all that, started talking text stuff. But I think that shows the show, like, man, I mean, my hat's in the water. What am I going to do here? Yeah. And he just went for it.
Just a gem of a person.
Yeah.
Peculiar, brilliant, so unique, weird, funny, entertaining. What yeah. you want
like
in
problem,
life.
Not, problem solved. The poll's right there. Let's do it.
We're visiting with David Grizzle. He is now our resident Texas Tech Red Raider fan. He's an artist. You can follow him on Instagram at David Grizzle Art. He's got a super cool painting in Finch and Kelly in Oxford of Snoop Dogg with an Ole Miss shirt on. And then all you have to do is spend about 30 seconds to a minute on his Instagram page and see all the really, really neat, cool stuff that he's doing. Very talented. DavidGrizzleArt.com, too. And he joins us on the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone, brought to you by a Patron Paloma at Aplos in the Renaissance today. All right, so because you're a Texas Tech fan, does that mean that you hate Texas Longhorns?
You know, I don't. I actually, I'm friends with Vince Young as well, and so we took a RV one time from Dallas to Southern California and went to the Rose Bowl when UT played Michigan the year before the national championship win. And I sat in the end zone for that game. And that was until the year after. That was the best game I'd ever seen live, where Vince came back and won it. He actually scored into that end zone, or they did kick the field goal to win it. And the crowd went crazy. I'd never been in the stands for something like that before. So I don't root for UT per se every game, but I was a fan of Vince. The way he moved, being a Houston guy, the way we called him the Gazelle. I mean, just watching him run and throw is amazing. And now I get to work with him a little bit on. I'm working with him on a project that we're waiting for it to come to fruition. It's been in pivoting. He does a. He has a charity that he runs with Warren Moon and Andre Ware. And I'm a huge Warren Moon fan. And then Andre Ware and I grew up in the same town together in Dickinson, Texas. And he set all those records at the University of Houston doing the same type of air raid, letting it you know, throwing it out stuff. So kind of a cool, I'm a quarterback guy.
All right, now that's cool right there. I'm a huge Warren Moon fan too, and that I love this. We've connected here. This is going to be cool. All right, one more question before we let you go, David Grizzle Artist at David Grizzle Art on Instagram. Your buddy, okay. Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah.
What's it like going out with Cliff Kingsbury when it comes to women flocking to him?
Well, so earlier in the story or our conversation, I told you that my buddy Jensen got me started, helped me get my start with art, as did Cliff. But Jensen, he's Jensen Ackles, the actor on the show Supernatural, and he's very good looking. So when you go out with those guys, I mean, the ladies automatically flock to them, and then they find out you're an artist, and they're like, man, but then you tell them you're a musician, and then you got to play something, and that's how I always organized it. So some fellas can just walk into a room, and I've never been around anybody that where you could walk into a room and women would turn, you could see them mouth to their friends, oh my God, I would so F him, you know, and you're just like, right. Well, there's that.
Unbelievable.
That's other guys we got to work for, man.
That's right. Well, hey man, this was so much fun. Right up our alley.
I appreciate you having me on, but the connection with Old Miss was Cliff introduced me to Beard in Lubbock. So then we ended up being buddies from there. And that's how it went full.
Yeah.
And so
yeah, Beard.
I'll tell you another cool one is I just did a project with Bill Murray through the Chive. I met the owners of the Chive through my buddy Jensen, and I ended up working with him. They were selling my prints for a while on the Chivery website, and then they called me up at one point, and they said, hey, do you want to do a project with Bill Murray? I said, absolutely. And what it was is I did a painting of Bill. We sold 1,000 NFTs of it, and then we auctioned off the actual painting, and so whoever won the painting got to have a beer with Bill Murray. And we sold those 1,000 for $2,500 a pop. We sold out in, I think, 45 seconds. It was very fast. And then the winner did get the beer with Bill, and that happened in Carlsbad, California, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. And, yeah, man, so then that thing got rolling.
God, that's unbelievable. That's an incredible story.
He is he's probably one of the funniest humans I've ever been around. I mean, there was probably about 150 people at the event, including the winners that had the beer, and he had a one-liner for everybody. Like, we walked over to the guy that made the human margarita machine where you run on it like a hamster wheel and it brews you a margarita. And then we got over there, and Bill was like, hey, what's going on here? And the guy was like, well, it's a human margarita machine. You get on it, you know, it makes you margarita. And he goes, well, who came up with this? And he goes, my son did. And he goes, where's he at, an effing hospital?
Man, you know what? That is an unbelievable story. Bill Murray, I think about Bill Murray and Mike Leach hanging out together. My God.